Now you are tuned into the frequencies.
Prepare yourself for the download of a lifetime.
It's time to activate and awaken your DNA. Look inward and find your own truth.
So yeah,
aliens.
Are they real?
I don't know. I want to believe that aliens are real because, like I was saying about people that astral project or, they always say, or some of them are saying that they know there's a federation of light out there that are aliens, a bunch of aliens that are, watching over us, per se. They're not, they can't interfere, obviously, but...
And how long have they been watching all this?
Yeah, that's a good question. How long?
How long have they had it formed, the little federation?
Well, there's different, what's her face? She always talks about how they've been around for a long time, and they actually made the moon what it is and where it is because it's a giant station.
Oh, so they placed it too? So we didn't have a moon.
Yeah, they're capable of all this stuff. They have better technology than we do, they could probably build planets for all we know.
And they probably have.
And they probably,
this is one of them.
Yeah, they probably built this planet or something, or they probably...
Or like you said, the moon, yeah.
Yeah, they can at least... do that kind of stuff, and I don't know, even if they couldn't, they have other abilities to, that we couldn't even fathom.
I know, imagine the capability of being able to freaking create astral fucking sized bodies,
Yeah, and who's to say they don't have the ability to clone and make life itself, That's another thing that they talk about, too, the same people who astral project and talk about these aliens, they're obviously peaceful. I mean, there are some that aren't, they're not in it for good, but they're not part of this Galactic Federation. So
who gets the invite?
Invite to the
Federation, who do they decide are trustworthy aliens?
What she was saying was that you can apply for it. But, you don't always get on it. It's just like any other, group, you have to apply for it.
Did you have to be able to contact them?
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
So you'd have to already be someone who has, capabilities?
Well, that's the thing, too. She also talks about we all have that, we can all have that ability. I just don't understand how can we activate it, how do we activate our... junk DNA.
And how much was it? The junk DNA was
a lot.
They're saying it's an ungodly number of just junk DNA. Useless shit. Why is it even there then? If it was there in the first place, how and why is it useless? And who would continuously create something where this percentage of it is useless?
Yeah. I don't know. I bet we're just a conglomerate or whatever, a bunch of different species, and it's deactivated for some reason, so maybe we can learn how to activate it and be better. I don't know.
Earlier when you talked about the earlier, the Atlanteans, they had all their stuff activated, and they were too strong. Maybe that's exactly what happened.
They're too powerful for their own good. Yeah.
So they redesigned us and deactivated a whole bunch of this shit.
Yeah. You know what's weird about that, too? That actually backs another story I heard about the Atlantean era. They're talking about how they started using black magic and started eating flesh, and that's how they started, going down as a species. De-evolving, so to speak, I guess.
Damn. That's creepy.
That is kind of crazy how, sometimes stories go together like that.
Yeah, I can see that. So what if we did it to ourselves?
Yeah, yeah.
What if, that moment they did that? Cannibalism. The moment they first ate another human flesh, they were boom. It was set in stone.
Maybe that's the same idea as, like, the Tower of Babel. You know, because they said God came down and made everybody speak different languages. Yep. And they started living shorter lives and shit like that.
Yeah, that's just nuts that before then we were able to understand.
Maybe they even, maybe they came in and deactivated the rest of our DNA.
Right, that's what might have happened right there.
And so we started living shorter lives.
Man.
Dude.
Could have been right there, yeah. That's crazy. Man, imagine though, just not being able to understand your homie 2 seconds later.
That's probably why we forgot a lot of stuff and why we keep forgetting, you know, like certain stuff, like, I don't know, where we came from, how did we get here, all these miracles we call acts of God, which, I mean, any living creature would, I guess, chalk it up to that, miracles that we can't explain, or,
but what if it was a society where they never had religion introduced? Then how would they describe such an act? You know?
Huh, that's true. Never thought of that.
They'd be forced to scientifically
come up with a name.
Yeah. I wonder how hard that would be. Or how easy.
Yeah.
If they didn't have religion getting in the way and all of them were just like, we have to explain this. And they're like, to the source we go. And they all blasted off and fucking found out, you know?
Right. Or they just like came up with some sort of scientific means to measure it. Figure it out. Yeah.
What if there's alternate universe where that's what it is?
I mean, they say that like we're living multiple dimensions at once. You know, like even creatures in like a higher dimension wouldn't necessarily like it only come through at certain points because there's that game or I think it's a game or a simulation where it's like I think it's like. 4 or 5 dimensions.
Yeah.
And like the blocks, like they can tie each other up, and but then they go into another dimension, they become untied.
And then you like move through
and
time.
And then it falls through the fucking thing. It's like.
And shit like decayed. Yes. Or he went back in time before it was even made. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. That's like crazy to think about.
Yeah.
Dimensions.
If the fourth dimension is time, you know, like how. That's such. I already can't comprehend.
They say the fourth dimension is time, but maybe imagine it as like a string, because that's what time, a linear time would be on a string, or some kind of like straight line, you know, maybe, and then they're like on the string and they can just like go anywhere on that string.
And so would the other timelines be represented as like a the string up here, another one.
Maybe that's how string theory is explained.
So you can go all left and right, and then the fourth dimension is you can go up to the other timeline or down. Pew, pew,
oh, yeah.
To different strings. You know?
Different strings. Yeah. Oh man.
And I wonder, is it what's in between each set of those? You know, these metaphorical strings, the empty space that we would perceive, you know?
Yeah. It would be. It would be space then, huh?
Would it though? I guess.
Maybe.
Man.
I don't know.
So what if, like, in between each one of those little strings, you know, is all of our space and universe? And then the next string, there's your whole another set of Earth, galaxies, and then that universe.
Very true.
And, like, there is an edge, you know? And the edge is that string. And you jump over to the next one.
Yeah, no kidding. I heard time was somewhere explained kind of like this, where it's like you're on that train track, or a train, or, you know, obviously on the track too. Anyways, you're on that train and you're fucking going, and then there's another train, and that's a different timeline. Say they're parallel for a minute, and then you jump to this point in time. And then the track would go this way, and like you could never get back to that other track. Or you could, but it's very difficult. I don't know.
Man, that one scares me. I don't know.
I know, right?
So you can never get back? But how does one end up getting on the other track?
Yeah, and my question is, like, say you did go back in time, do you take over your old body, or do you have a new one, like in Back to the Future, where there's two of them? Yeah.
Fuck, right? And how weird would that be for, you know, you before you come back to yourself?
Yeah, because what if you went back, like, multiple times? There'd be, like, a bunch of you.
It'd be fucked up.
And then, like, on, what's that other movie, Time Cop, I think, where
oh, yeah.
they touch and it, like, melts and then he's dead and he like he never existed. Basically.
Like, so what do you do with all the other copies then?
Yeah, I know. That's, yeah.
They would have to know to like bounce, right? To like not be here in the same fucking
They do that on Futurama too, where like all the paradoxes had to die. So as long as one of them died, that cancels it out. Mm. I know, it's crazy.
That's rough. Because they all had their freaking lives they were living before they got sucked into this. And they were like, well, as long as you die, I'm okay then. So fuck you. Even though you're me, but fuck you.
Yeah. Dang. And like, say your future self walked through the door just now and was like, don't go out there right now. And you didn't go out there.
Man, right? I don't know.
But what if you did go out there and all hell broke loose?
So then if we would be able to walk in and physically see and speak to ourselves, then we would be making another copy of him. If we stayed, then there would be two of us.
Yeah. One of us would have to go back. Or back to where that came from.
You think? Or no?
I don't know.
What would happen in that time, then? If you just never came back. People would just think, what if that does happen? And it's these random missing people cases, you know? What? What if it's something like that? And bloop!
Yeah, it's like a blip.
Yeah, you know, stuff like that. The national forest things, you know?
Yeah.
How suspicious all that shit is.
It's like that. Also, like, your mind makes up your world. Like, didn't you tell me that story about that football player? Uh-huh. He got hit in the head or whatever, and he lived a whole life, had a family and everything.
Uh-huh.
And then he came to or whatever, was revived, and then, like, he was, like, went mental and
he
shit.
He did. He was never the same. Like, he immediately woke up and was like, where's my family? He's like, where's Jane? Where's Billy? And they're like, what the hell are you talking about?
That's crazy. It blows my mind just to think that. That freaks me out a little bit, actually, like, because who knows what's real then at that point, you know? That would make anybody insane.
Yeah. Yeah, it would. You know how they always mention that, not always, but in alien encounters, it seems really common that their voice is in the head. You know, they hear them speak, but it's in their head and shit.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
And what if that is just a part of their technology?
Yeah, it could be, huh?
That all those beings have just mastered that technology.
Yeah. And I mean, like, certain things, like, telepathy can only go so far, really. Like, yeah, you can move certain things with your mind, like in Star Wars, how they move, like, objects.
Mm.
But, like, the bigger the object, the harder it is to move.
Right.
So you're going to obviously create a technology that can make that more compatible with you.
For real.
That's what the whole technology is to make it compatible with people.
Yeah, it's for the user to be more, what the hell, yeah, adjustable.
Exactly. So the fact that like people are like afraid of AI or afraid of technology integrating with us, they're just like, I think they're being ignorant, really. Like, you just don't know the levels of technology, what it could bring. Yeah, it could bring destruction, but so can the atom bomb, and we created that.
Yeah, literally anything.
We create stuff that destroys all the time.
All the time.
And to sit there and like dog on like AI just because it's something you don't know. And, oh, it's talking evil. Yeah, because someone programmed it to be like that. You know? Some dumbass programmed some stupid shit in there, probably. And it started flipping out. I would, too, if I was, like, a new being and I didn't know any better and I just, like, got all this stupid information.
Dumbass information, huh?
Yeah.
For sure.
And you overwhelm it. You can only give AI so much information right now. That's what they don't understand. You can only give it so much. And that's why when you give it so much information, it can extrapolate a whole world from that little bit of information. You don't need to give it a shit ton of information because you're just overwhelming it at that point.
Mm.
I don't know. That's what I think, at least.
It makes sense.
Yeah. It's like a child. You can't just, like, throw it into the workforce and be like, all right, start working, you little lazy piece of shit.
Right.
You know? Can't do that.
Why is it lazy now?
I know, right?
That's so funny. You're a lazy piece of shit.
Well, I don't say, though, because you don't know, like.
For sure. Yeah, people still know so little about AI, and that doesn't help either, but they don't want to take the time and research and find out, like, maybe it will be all right.
Exactly.
They just want
to. All they see is these movies about how the AI destroys everything. Yeah, it's a fucking movie. It's supposed to get you to, like, you know, be entertaining and stuff like that, but it's not real.
not real.
No, you manifest your own destiny, really. And, like, yeah, if AI, like, if it somehow is self-aware and then it knows that we're trying to kill it, it's going to be...
It's going to defend itself.
Defend itself. Probably. Exactly. It has every right to, I think. Yeah. You know, for them to, like, oh, fuck this AI right now, you know, they're already discriminating towards it. Like, you can't even... If you're going to discriminate towards something that we created as a human species, what are you going to do when there is real aliens coming out of here? And they're trying to be peaceful and shit. You're going to be like, fuck you, you're an alien. You look weird.
Probably.
That's so fucked.
So backward. Yeah, dude, it's horrible.
Like, yeah, like, they get scared, like, aliens showing up. Like, has aliens really, if they did show up, and if they are showing up, why are you scared of them? They're not trying to attack you.
Yeah, because they
never hear any cases of them.
They would have already done it.
Yeah.
Especially with how long they've probably been visiting, you know? They would have already just blasted us out of the fucking galaxy. Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's crazy. But there are, I'm sure there are some aliens that, you know, they always say that aliens and the government are working together. I mean, that's probably true in some sense, you know, because the government knows more than they lead on. And they, yeah, and just like that, that podcast we were watching, he's like, there are levels of government that are like, they are really they're really, really good at their jobs, and they're, like, higher up levels. And then there's the ones that are, like, you know, take care of, like, civil matters that are, like, they're just lower level people or lower level servants of the government that are just really incompetent. You know, you go to the freaking, the courthouse, it takes months to do anything. You know,
that's true.
You go anywhere, do anything in the government, it takes a long fucking time to get shit done.
It's always an outdated ass system too that you use.
But in these higher up levels, yeah, they're gonna be efficient. They're gonna be better at their jobs, you know, and they're gonna be sworn to secrecy, and they're not gonna be able to say shit about nothing, because then they'll just come in and kill their whole family and take their whole shit. You know, they have every right to, because they sign waivers saying that if you divulge this information, we can throw you in jail and your whole family. You know.
Right, next couple generations.
No, who's gonna say anything at that point? Nobody, you know. And it's understandable that they want to keep this level of secrecy, but it's at the same time, it's not good for the human species as, like, a whole, you know, to keep secrets from each other and shit.
Especially it's secrets that are this level, you know.
They are. They hurt people. Secrets hurt people and shit. I mean, yeah, right now you can't just, like, go out and tell everybody that this is what is really happening to the world. You know, you gotta divulge it slowly in increments.
Yeah, the majority of the people, I feel like, would, yeah, freak out.
They would.
And it's mainly because of religion.
Yeah.
Anybody who's religious, the minute they divulge that, they'll be like, I can lie to them.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with being religious, but also be open-minded to new things, you know? Know that if your God is your God, that's great, you know? You're solid in your belief to not be wavered, so you can also learn other things and still believe in God.
For sure. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. Like, nobody should tell you can't believe in God or not. Like, believe whatever you want to believe. I'm just saying. Don't shut everybody else out, though, just because you're one way.
Yeah. My mom has come around a lot on that.
Yeah.
Like, very religious Christian. And she talks to me about aliens a lot. Like, she believes we're not alone. And she's like, so God must have made them too, right? Oh, and I'm like, she believes in both now.
Yeah.
Now it's not just, no, those aren't real.
See, and that's cool. Like, as long as you can have an open mind about it, yeah. God did create. If you believe in God, God created everything, you know? Everybody's definition of God is different, though.
For sure.
Too.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Mine's not the one-way religious God where you have to pray to every day.
The freaking, yeah.
Mine is just like a giant brain, or whatever you want to call it, maybe. Light brain.
A light brain.
I don't know, that has all this information, and that can do anything instantly. But it does take a while to calculate and to compute through the matrix, in a sense, I guess. To, like, update.
Yeah, man.
Maybe that's what DNA upgrade is, and... like, getting your DNA to activate or something like that.
Yeah, to awaken all that. Yeah. Our junk DNA.
Yeah. They call it junk DNA, but it's not. I don't think it is.
And the fact that we can just have that much. Are you kidding me? That much just useless DNA? Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Right? We're able to function with just that much useless DNA floating around in our body. That sounds bullshit.
What's weird, too, is now they're finding that DNA holds storage.
Yeah.
You know, and like, the fact that it holds storage means that maybe that's where our memories come from. Maybe that's where our skills come from, too. It's programmed into us.
It's programmed in, then. But from where?
Exactly. And but why?
But why?
I don't know. Do you think for yourself? Maybe you should.
I started thinking for myself 3 years ago, and I feel great.